It was time for the king's people to enjoy their reward. The king told them how much he appreciated their service. There were times, he explained, that he was hungry and thirsty, a stranger in need of clothes, sick and in prison. And each time, the people met his needs. The people were thankful, but they were a little confused. When had they ever seen the king hungry and provided him food, or thirsty and provided him water? When did they ever provide clothes for the king? They never remembered a time when they looked after the king when he was sick or visited him when he was in prison. When did they ever do these things? The king explained in Matthew 25, verse 40, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Significant service to God is seldom high and mighty, rather it is low and humbling. God honors giving money, providing food, and serving meals at homeless shelter. God smiles when we clean out our packed closets and give good clothes to the poor. He smiles even broader when we buy only the clothes we need and use the money for those in need. Tending to the sick friend is not wasted time in God's sight. In visiting those in prison, those who need a message of forgiveness and grace, those are times of weighty service. Let's remember that every act of service is significant to God. Father, it's easy to think that our service is worthwhile only when it's from the stage seen by others. Give us your heart for service. Remind us often that when we serve others, we are really serving you. In Jesus' name, amen.